There is much to say about the Church of Scientology that may not sound exactly scientific, but it is nonetheless sort of conclusional. One is that what they do is in general very hurting, often to the detriment of the mind. A number of people have come out of Scientology with no minds at all, no flow of consciousness, and have taken years to reinstate their minds. And all they remember as they come out is hurt, hurt, hurt. Almost every one of these processes, unless you happen to be a celebrity, is extremely painful. If you are doing the wrong thing, just like a child, you are subjected to punishments. Many of these things we've talked about, or you've talked about today, are very much like punishment of a bad child, except it goes so much further. But here, when the mind begins to fail and is entirely held up by the processes and by the orders of an organization like this, if something goes wrong within that system, that is, in the biological self, which cannot always be kept completely programmed, or in the system itself, which has its own glitches, the individual may be suddenly put out on a ledge, as it were, with nothing holding, nothing to hold on. The mind emptied of any natural flow of consciousness, of memories of the past, of an adequate control of the English language. Yes, they almost never seem to be able to put a document together that is in decent English language. And these individuals either must go mad, or in several cases we've heard about, and probably many cases that have been sort of lost, in suicide. Fortunately for a lot of people who have come out by themselves, after a while, as with the other cults, their minds will reassemble themselves over a period of time. At least a year is necessary. First year or so may be one of great pain, much anxiety for all of the rest of the family, and it gets even worse when they realize how much of the world they have lost and how much of a chance for a happy life they have left behind. Thank you.
Thank you. Is an e-meter similar in controlling your emotions to a biofeedback machine?
Yes, it is. It's a lie detector, in effect. One of the great achievements of the Church of Scientology is that it seems to be able to teach people how to beat the polygraph. I have my reservations about the worth of that, but that's essentially what it is. It short circuits the certain kinds of mental processes if it's used by a very trained person. That is, if they can appear to be a little magical about their understanding of what's going on in the person who is being audited, they get that person's attention more and more focused. It's very simple to do without the e-meter, as a matter of fact. But almost all of us know that in hypnotism, the old-fashioned mesmerists used to do this kind of thing with some kind of device to center the mind on. And this is really what the e-meter is all about.
If they that are so committed and so hooked can somehow read a newspaper or watch these hearings, do you think they'd have enough to be question their lifestyle and want to get out?
I somehow think that the threat of the cultic conversion and the kind of dreadful things that happen after are not as likely to lure kids in as, for instance, drugs, because they believe that they can handle drugs over a shorter period of time. However, the drugs are not being handled by quite such clever people as the cults. And the cults also have the friendship of the Civil Liberties Union and some of the leaders in the major denominations to sort of stand behind them and stand aside of them, saying, this is also legitimate religion, so go ahead and try it. In that sense, I can't answer your question really yes or no.
If I may just interject one minute. The city received a letter from a branch. It was the National Committee Against Repressive Legislation, which was sent to Mrs. Shoemaker, and it opposed these hearings. There's at least one name, perhaps two names, but definitely one name of an individual, an attorney, on the list of that National Committee Against Repressive Legislation who defended Mary Sue Hubbard and other defendants in the Washington criminal case. And upon various items of information that we have received, the legal fees in connection with that defense were in the range of $4 to $6 million.
In the wrong business.
You better well believe it.
What, all right, I know we're getting late, but what suggestions would you give us? What should we do? What can we do as elected representatives of a fair-sized city that's taken over by a large organization that has much more, frankly, money than we have?
That's right. I did not mention in the very beginning that I have am facing two nuisance suits for conspiracy, and they are nuisance suits, and indeed these nuisance suits will be a part of the future. It's up to us to rally our allies, the people who believe in the open society, who can smell tyranny when they hear about it. It's about time in this particular period that we admit that we're, as a country, in a lot of trouble, and countries in a lot of trouble have always had business with cults all through history. But now it's time to stand up and say that this is important. Now, these are groups who do not like to deal with the truth about them. They believe in what they're doing, but they know that from another point of view, what they're doing is impermissible. What we can ask of them in meetings like this, when they have their time, to speak to the issues instead of attacking the individuals, which they will do. They'll attack the individuals. And so that they can compete in the marketplace of ideas and beliefs. And we'll let them compete all they wish. But we must not forget that we're talking about their behavior, which is essentially terrorist.
I think it's very well put. What you're saying is that do not attack individuals, but compete in the marketplace for ideas. And I think that's just very well put. I appreciate you. Do you want, commissioners, do you have any questions? I know it's getting late. And
how would you guide us? This commission is very concerned about the difference between church and state and secular and religious interests. How would you guide us on, you mentioned behavior, how would you guide us? How would you give advice to this commission on how to proceed?
I faced that right down. In law, in this country, the behavior of religious organizations is not somehow guarded by the First Amendment. There's a lot of nonsense about that. This whole country is not set up in order that religions can do whatever they wanted to do. We're really quite frightened of the word religion. On the contrary, the First Amendment has two sides. It is to protect us from religious zealotry and fanaticism as much as the other way around. And how many of our first immigrants were running away, not from government, but from religious persecution by religions. This is going to be the problem of the next generation of religious organizations and new organizations of mind in groups. Now, sometimes they will not call them religious organizations, but right now in this country, because there's a First Amendment, it is useful to do so. In the cases of the Church of Scientology, you could almost say that it is an ad hoc religion. It became a religion because it realized it was convenient to be a religion.
Do you feel your First Amendment rights have been impeded by their actions?
Well,
freedom of speech.
In my case, I don't think they have. I think they've blown it so far. They just simply made me more interested in what they're doing.
Last question is, we've heard it.
Wait.
Belief in behavior, and we've had a lot of people say their behavior is either criminal or fraudulent. How would you characterize their behavior?
I think I would characterize this organization by the definition of the court of their leaders. It's a criminal organization, and certainly the behavior toward Paulette Cooper and to many others is truly criminal. And their willingness, their readiness to do anything criminal in order to do what they want to do is characteristic of the criminal mind.
Thank you. We have commissioners, I'd like to get to the last witness, but if you have something, you must ask Dr. Clark. Go ahead. Thank you very much, sir. You have summed it up very well.